Coach, you look at the talent, and obviously having an experienced quarterback coming back in this conference is a huge benefit. Defense has a bunch of starters returning. How do you talk your kids into from 8-5 to let's win this division?
You know, we talked to them about the process. I think the minute that you get hung up on just results, you're setting yourself up. What happens when those results don't come through? And in this league, as you know, there's no one can sit here and in good conscience feel like, well, we're a shoe-in to do that. So I'm always, I call it cautious optimism, but we're ready to compete. I believe that with all my heart. Obviously, I can't control injuries and all of those things, but I know talent-wise and depth-wise, we feel like we're at a point now where we're ready to be relevant. And so now, to me, I talk to them about just keeping their focus on the process, and the results will take care of themselves. So I won't change that message at all, even though I do think we're much better now than we were in year one and year two.
Do you notice a difference when you're giving that positive message to the kids year one and they're looking at you going,
really?
And what you have now, do you notice it?
Yes, no question. Yeah, our kids are confident. They're working with a different passion, and leadership has gotten better. We still have got a ways to go in that regard, but it's definitely better than it was. And, you know, they feel good about themselves. And, you know, what that means on the scoreboard, I don't know, because I'm sure every team does in our league right now. But I haven't been able to say it to this extent until this year, that our kids feel good about who they are.
Hugh Freeze, head coach of Ole Miss, with us, SVP and Russillo on ESPN Radio. One of the kids that I do like, as we mentioned, Bo Wallace, your quarterback. He's the leading returning passer now in this league, and he was upset when the preseason teams were named. Nick Marshall, the first team quarterback, and then it ended up being Dak Prescott, second team. What does it say about him that he was vocal in saying that, I don't like the fact that I'm third team All-SEC? Yeah.
That's who Bo is. You're not going to have to worry about wondering what he's thinking. He'll tell you. And I understand that. He feels like he's responsible for not being where he is by the way the season ended last year. And, you know, and he's part of his maturing is he takes that on his shoulders. And it's not all his fault, of course, and the way the season ended. But he, as a quarterback, you know, feels like he carries a big part of that. And I like the mental state he has right now. I like what he feels, the confidence he shows, the health he's in. I think he's ready to do something really good this year.
What I really enjoyed about his quotes is he's basically like, maybe it just upsets me more that a state guy, Mississippi State, is the second team, yeah. And that we lost to him. And the way the season ended, loss against Mizzou, overtime against Mississippi State. What does it mean for Ole Miss football when not only are you looking at this SEC West going, maybe things are changing here, maybe we have a chance at this thing, but also knowing that your in-state rival also has those same aspirations this year?
Well, I think it speaks for the job that both staffs have done to make both Mississippi schools be talked about in relevancy toward the SEC championship in the West. So I think both staffs have done a nice job and speaks to the quality of the high school kids in our state, because both of our teams are made up, you know, 50-60% from that state. So I think it speaks volumes about what's happened, and I think it's a good thing for our state, and I know a lot of people would disagree with that. As long as we win the Egg Bowl, I think it's a good thing, and we've got to regain that.
That sophomore class that we talked about when you signed it over a year ago, whether it's Robert Medici at defense, Laquan Treadwell, who's getting bigger, and it looks like he's going to be even better at wide receiver, some of the secondary guys, obviously offensive line. What is it like to have that sophomore group understand their leadership role on this team?
It's certainly one of the reasons I'm very optimistic right now, is I see the maturity of the Laramie Tunsils and Laquan Treadwells and Robert Kimdichis and Tony Connors and Evan Ingrams, those guys that played huge snaps for us, Derek Jones. And you know, one thing that was lacking was someone that had the ability to be talented enough that they could lead themselves and compete at a high level in this league and then lead the locker room. And we're starting to have some of that now. It's still, I've said, it's not where I hope it ends, but it's certainly better than it has been.
I was also reading, and I'm sure you get asked about this a lot during the SEC Media Week, but your daughter's name is Reagan, is that correct?
That's one of my daughters, Reagan, Jordan, and Madison.
Okay. She keeps a ranking on the fridge of all the other SEC coaches. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Now, you're not eligible for this list.
No, I would be number one. She reassured me of that after SEC Media Days. Yeah, I'm not on the list.
You're not on the list, right? But there was a lot of news. What was it about Les Miles that puts him at the top of Reagan's rankings?
Well, he paid her the most attention, and any father that has daughters understands that people that give them great attention and time will be one of their favorites, and not that the others have not, but he kind of went a little extra and spent more time talking about things off the field, as you can imagine.
Yes.
So he would get the nod right now. Now, things may change with her this year. I don't know.
I can only imagine who's last. I know you'll never tell us, but what a nightmare.
It would actually be probably a surprise to most people.
Really?
They probably would. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to guess, but I'm not going to put you on the spot. Hey, Coach, yeah. Looking forward to seeing you on the road this year, all right?
Yeah, thanks so much.
This Sunday at the Brickyard, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series returns to ESPN. Jimmy, Junior, Brad, and Joey lead the field. The race to the all-new Chase is on. 43 drivers battle, 16 advance, 7 races to go. The battle at the Brickyard, Sunday at noon Eastern on ESPN. Presented by Golden Corral.